Yeah. Then are there's good news.
It's time again for Donald
Trump.
Theater.
No one knows what is up or down. Black or white.
Legal
or
impeachable.
Everything is make believe in Donald
Trump.
Theater.
So let's
pull
the
curtain
back.
We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. We can change the focus to a soft blur.
You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into.
The things that this show has called him, this approach is, I guess it's kind of like we're living in the Twilight Zone.
Russia had nothing to do with this episode.
Harvard University researchers say last year's death toll from Hurricane Maria is dramatically larger than reported. The study, published in the New England Journal of Medicine, estimates more than 4,600 people died in Puerto Rico. The official government death toll is just 64.
Harvard study researchers surveyed more than 3,000 homes around the island and found the mortality rate rose 62% in the 3 months after Hurricane Maria compared to that period the year before. Researchers concluded the final death count could be as high as 8,500. But it's During his visit to Puerto Rico last October, President Trump hailed the low death toll, which at the time was 16.
You can be very proud of all of your people, all of our people working together.
Underdog, President Donald Jehovah Trump. That's right. And he won, that he will tell you. The president had an all-timer on Twitter yesterday. He's had a lot of good ones, but this was his Memorial Day message. Happy Memorial Day. Good start. Those who died for our country would be very happy and proud at how well our country is doing today. Best economy in decades, lowest unemployment numbers for blacks and Hispanics ever, and women in 18 years, rebuilding our military, and so much more. Nice. It's like he's Borat. He ends with, nice. It's really... If he's goofing on us, it's working. For most people, Memorial Day is a day to honor our fallen soldiers. For Donald Trump, it's a day for our fallen soldiers to honor him. He was asked over the weekend about his wife, Melania. You know, the first lady hasn't been seen for 19 days after having what was thought to be a routine kidney procedure. And, of course, reporters are now starting to wonder how and where she is. For the president, though, it's been business as usual. He gave a commencement speech on Friday at the U.S. Naval Academy, where he spoke to the graduating class about the importance of himself.
So to the Naval Academy of the class of 2018, I say a number of things. Number one, I say that I was given an option. I could make this commencement address, which is a great honor for me, and immediately leave and wave goodbye. Or I could stay and shake hands with just the top 100. Or I could stay for hours and shake hands with 1,100 and something. What should I do? What should I do? Stay. Stay. I'll stay.
Oh,
I'll stay.
Wow, what a guy. He's going to stay. Isn't that a surprise? And then he lined up and let every one of them shake his little hand, and everyone was very happy. What it goes on. It's like a game show every day.
This is CNN Breaking News.
Beautiful.
This is CNN Breaking News. CNN Breaking News. CNN Breaking News. CNN Breaking News. Breaking News. Breaking News. Breaking News. Breaking News. Breaking, 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 breaking news.
This just in from the Department of Obvious Metaphors, a sinkhole has appeared on the White House lawn. It's true. It finally happened. The Earth is fighting back. Good for you, Mama Earth. Good for you. The White House is addressing the problem by throwing a green painted board over it. You know what they say? It's never the sinkhole. It's always the cover-up. A California geologist and volcanologist explained that sinkholes form as a result of fluids interacting with solids and gravity taking effect, not the gates of hell opening. Are we sure about that? There's only one way to find out. Joining us now from hell, live via satellite, the devil. Give it up for the devil, everybody. Now, Prince of Darkness, can you talk to us about this sinkhole? So is this sinkhole you're doing?
Oh, here, no. I don't want to get mixed up with Donald Trump. Have you seen what they did to Michael Cohen? I don't need Mueller. I run a legitimate business torturing the damned.
Well, fair enough. I guess that's settled.
I have to listen to Pelosi and these people saying we have to respect them. They're human beings. They're not human beings. They're not human beings. And this is why we call the bloodthirsty MS-13 gang members exactly the name that I used last week. What was the name? Thank you. That's very nice. Nobel.
President Trump used the word animals. I'm going to use the word liar. He was in his element at that rally, and he lied to the people in that arena and to America several times. Here's what the President of the United States said about job creation.
If we would have said that before the election, that I'm going to create 3.3 million new jobs, we would never have survived the onslaught from the fake news. They would not have accepted it. They wouldn't have accepted it. They would have said, there's no way you can do that.
It was very possible his claim would have been accepted because there were 3.9 million jobs created in the 18 months before the day President Trump was elected.
Wages, for the first time in many, many years, are finally going up. Wages are going up. Wages going up, and they're going up fast.
No, sir, they're not going up fast. They are going up, making you a liar. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, wages started increasing by more than 2% a year back in 2014, albeit slow, too slow for many of us.
We're not going to let what's happened over the last long period of time, it's been going on for a long time, we have borders down 40%. And it's tough because our economy is doing so well, more people try and get in.
According to PolitiFact and the New York Times, border crossings were down only about 18% in 2017 and were actually up 2% this past April.
We need a wall. We're going to get the wall. We've already started doing it. We've started that wall. We have $1.6 billion for the wall. We've started the wall. In the end, Mexico's going to pay for the wall. I'm just telling you.
It is true. $1.6 billion has been approved for the wall. But right now, only prototypes are being tested, and there has not been any actual construction. And P.S., Mexico's president tweeted last night, quote, Mexico will never pay for the wall. Not now, not ever. Sincerely, Mexico, parentheses, all of us.
African Americans vote for Democrats for the most part. You know, vast majority. They've been doing it for over 100 years.
While the 15th Amendment gave African American men the right to vote, states and cities used a variety of tactics to keep them from actually going to the polls. The Voting Rights Act of 1965, not 100 years ago, changed all of that, ensuring no government would be able to impede anyone from voting because of race. That, of course, was 63 years ago.
Our country is respected again all over the world. We're not making apologies. We're not making excuses. We're respected again as a country.
A report out last year from Pew Research found the global view of the United States has gone down since President Trump was elected.
With the release of three American hostages last week and a major denuclearization summit set for June, America's relationship with insane Teletubby Kim Jong-un has never been better. In fact, things have been looking so optimistic that President Trump is even getting some awards buzz.
Do you deserve the Nobel Prize, do you think?
Everyone thinks so, but I would never say it.
That's very nice. Nobel.
Trump's fake humility is priceless. He's like, no, guys, please. No, they're saying Nobel. That's what they're saying. Nobel, Nobel. You can't hear them? Nobel. That's what they're saying. No, please, no, Nobel. Nobel, Nobel, Nobel. But genuinely, look at that smile. Have you ever seen Donald Trump this genuinely happy before? He looks happier than Ben Carson in a mattress store. That's what he looks like. He's like, it's a land of opportunity. But maybe it was all too good to be true. Because last night, North Korea pulled out of a peace summit with South Korea. And now they're threatening to pull out of peace talks with the US, which is such a drag for President Trump. This was the one thing that he was gonna do right. Now they're screwing him so hard, it's gonna cost him 130 grand. On the other hand, I will say this. The Kim of the North does seem to have some valid reasons.
North Korea canceled today's talks with South Korea over ongoing U.S.-South Korea military exercises.
An exercise called Max Thunder, involving the United States Air Force and South Korean forces, with about 2,000 troops participating, according to the Department of Defense.
Yeah, you see, South Korea and the U.S. are conducting a big military exercise right on North Korea's doorstep. And I can see why this would make Kim uneasy. And North Korea's complaints go beyond the military drill. Does everyone remember Trump's national security advisor, John Bolton? Yeah, the guy whose mom definitely cheated with a walrus? Well, lately, Bolton's mustache hole has been saying things that have made North Korea feel a little not nice.
President Trump's national security advisor, John Bolton, was singled out by the North Koreans for suggesting that North Korea could be disarmed like Libya 15 years ago.
I think we're looking at the Libya model of 2003, 2004.
The North Koreans don't appreciate the Libya example because 8 years after dictator Muammar Gaddafi abandoned his weapons development, he was overthrown and killed.
What kind of moron uses what the U.S. did in Libya as a sales pitch to another dictator? And what John Bolton said upset North Korea so much that they specifically called him out for antagonizing them, which I think must have made Trump so angry. Right? This whole thing could be screwed up because of him. I bet he ran into Bolton's office and was like, "You idiot! You might have cost me my Nobel Peace Prize. I would punch you, but I still want to win it. I still want to win it. And many people are saying I should win. So many people. Nobel, 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 Nobel." So as it stands right now, things are not looking good for the June nuclear summit.
North Korea has the opportunity to end decades of poverty and oppression by following the path of denuclearization.
There you go. He wants them to follow the path of denuclearization. But when he was asked on Tuesday how denuclearization would work, Trump claimed he totally knew but wouldn't go into detail.
You have an idea of how denuclearization would take place? Would it be?
I do. I have a very strong idea how it takes place, and it must take place. That's what we're talking about. It must take place. But I have a very strong idea, and I have very strong opinions on the subject.
Once again, Donald Trump is a teenager who didn't prepare his oral report and is now stalling for the bell to ring.
I know a lot about the Louisiana Purchase. It's fascinating, a fascinating purchase. And I have very strong feelings about it that I want to share with you. Ring, you damn son of a bitch.
Since the Russia investigation began, Trump and his allies have tossed out one crazy conspiracy theory after another, like when Trump said his wires had been tapped at Trump Tower, or when they said two FBI agents had a secret society to undermine Trump.
Certainly, the president feels that there is cause for concern and it should be looked at. And like I just said, the deputy director of the FBI was fired for misconduct. There are a number of things that have been reported on and that show, I think, not just for the president, but a number of Americans, a large cause for concern. And we'd like to see this fully looked into, and we'll continue to follow that matter.
Explain who was in the campaign. What is he referring to when he said they were in the campaign? What does
that mean? Again, I'm not going to get into those details, but the president certainly has expressed very publicly his concern, as is his outside counsel.
Why does she continue to tell that lie from the podium? It is not true that there are a number of things that have been reported on and that show, I think, not just for the president, but for a number of Americans, a large cause for concern, and we'd like to see this fully looked into, and we will continue to follow that matter. That is not true. The thing they were concerned about, the president tweeted about last Sunday, as I said earlier, brought DOJ to its knees by Monday morning. They had a briefing at first with just Republicans about the informant. Everything they've raised, and I've got a list here, the Trump Tower wiretaps, that was debunked by an FBI official. Unmasking, that was debunked, I think, by even some of the nutty Republicans in Congress. Uranium One, debunked by Shep Smith. The Nunes memo, released and fizzled out. Spygate, briefed to Democrats and Republicans. None of these have worked out. Why does Sarah Huckabee Sanders use that podium to spread the president's conspiracy theories?
Stop trying to make fetch happen. It's not going to happen.
Where does the ambivalence come from on Sarah Huckabee Sanders' part to stand at that podium and lie about their own FBI, their own Justice Department?
It comes from the Oval Office. I mean, this is a tone set by
the
president.
So you lie and you smear the FBI or you get fired? I take fired 7 out of 7 days a week.
There are a number of moments throughout this administration where we have all wondered, like, will this be the breaking point for one Trump official or another to walk away? And 9 times out of 10, 99 times out of 100, that has not happened.
Well, has it ever happened? Who's quit?
Gary Cohn quit about tariffs.
About tariffs.
What I'm about to tell you, it involves something very large.
Everyone in this country is a victim of corporate crime by the time they finish breakfast.
Yes.
Things are going on I don't approve of. I mean, I feel real bad about that.
Weird, right?
It's not just lysine. It's citric. It's gluconate. There was a guy who left the company because he wouldn't do it. He was forced out.
Would you be willing to wear a wire? We need your help. Once it starts, it is going to be intense.
Oh, what is he doing?
I told him that...
No.
How about this guy, Whitaker?
The guy's making 350 grand a year, and he turns informer. When does that happen?
Oh, no.
They will make me the next president.
How can you possibly stay there when you've just taken down the company?
Because they need me to run the company.
That's completely illogical.
Mark showed you that four white guys in suits getting together in the middle of the day. That's not a business meeting. It's a crime scene.
There's something you're not telling us.
Why would I hide anything from you guys?
We're going to find out what's going on, Mark.
FBI.
What the heck is going on here?
Mr. Whitaker, would you please come with me?
Oh, hey, I was good, right? Didn't I seem really scared?
Yeah, listen,
I actually felt scared.
I want you to keep this secret.
Absolutely.
Don't tell us anything.
It's very important to your case you not discuss this with anyone else.
I'm a person of interest in an ongoing investigation.
They had people infiltrating our campaign. Can you imagine? Can you imagine?
Do you believe the president that there was a spy planted in his campaign?
Absolutely, yeah.
So you believe President Trump?
Yeah, I believe, yeah.
Then when the president says that there was a spy within his campaign, yep. Do you believe him?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Now, there's no evidence behind the president's claims, but this afternoon, the White House insisted that those claims need to be fully investigated. Now, you might argue they have been investigated. It's been 6 days since congressional investigators were briefed on classified documents that the president suggested would prove him right. But the emerging consensus from everyone who's spoken publicly about that briefing is that Mr. Trump is wrong. Republican Congressman Trey Gowdy is a top House investigator who was briefed. He's a Trump ally. He ran the GOP's investigation in Benghazi. And right now, even he is crisscrossing the airwaves, thoroughly debunking every single aspect of the president's conspiracy theory on this. What about Trump's claim that there was a spy? Here's Gowdy.
When the president says Spygate, that's not a, there was no spy inserted into the campaign. Have you seen any evidence of that?
I have not. That's an espionage term. That's not a law enforcement term.
What about Trump's claim that the FBI acted improperly because of their anti-Trump bias? Listen to this.
I am even more convinced that the FBI did exactly what my fellow citizens would want them to do when they got the information they got, and that it has nothing to do with Donald Trump.
And what about the president's claim that this was part of a witch hunt? More Gowdy.
Well, think back to what the president himself told James Comey. He said, I didn't collude with Russia, but if anyone connected with my campaign did, I want you to investigate it. It strikes me that that's exactly what the FBI was doing.
And what about Trump's claim that the FBI was secretly gathering information about the campaign?
The fact that two people who were loosely connected with the Trump campaign may have been involved doesn't diminish the fact that Russia was the target and not the campaign.
And what about the president's legal team claiming that an interview with Mueller's witch hunt would be a perjury trap?
I think you ought to sit down with Bob Mueller. You've told us publicly there was no collusion. You've told us publicly there was no obstruction. If he were my client, and I'd say if you've done nothing wrong, then you need to sit down and tell Mueller what you know.
Trump's crimes are apparently so obvious that his lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, is now trying out a new tactic. Instead of denying that collusion happened, he's saying if it did happen, it wasn't illegal. In an interview with Huffington Post Wednesday, Giuliani initially disputed the notion that Trump's daily sighting of Russian stolen emails constituted colluding with Russia. It is not, Giuliani said. Then he switched tacks. Okay, and if it is, it isn't illegal. It was sort of like a gift, and you're not involved in the illegality of getting it.
And if all the everything could be worked out, then they would probably limit it to collusion and obstruction. The collusion part, we're pretty comfortable with because there has been none. The obstruction part, I'm not as comfortable with. I'm not. The president's fine with it. He's innocent. I'm not comfortable because it's a matter of interpretation, not just hard and fast, true, not true. So if you interpret his comment about firing Mueller, Comey, no discussion of firing Mueller, by the way. If you interpret that as obstructing the investigation as opposed to removing a guy who was doing a bad job on the recommendation in part of Rosenstein, but you see it as obstructing the investigation, then you can say it's obstruction.
Nunes has used his perch on the House Oversight Committee to extract information about the investigation and then use that information to help Trump manufacture conspiracy theories. And it's not just Nunes. Trump's allies in the right-wing media have been happy to run with his wild spying claims. Just take Fox News host Maria Bartiromo. She accused both President Obama and Hillary Clinton of being a sinister plot to take down Donald Trump during the campaign. Listen as she rambles through a list of all the favorite right-wing buzzwords.
In March of 2016, Sally Yates and Loretta Lynch were both briefed by Jim Comey. A couple of months later, we start seeing all the dossier information and that there's a dossier being written. And then we know that that dossier was used to get a warrant to wiretap and to spy on the Trump campaign. We also know, based on the text messages between FBI agent Peter Strzok and his girlfriend, Lisa Page, that he said, quote, President Obama wants to know everything we're doing on this. So where was Obama? I don't know. What are those texts and all of this information tell us where Obama was? It sounds like either President Obama or Hillary Clinton were sort of masterminding all of this.
Think about how insane that theory is. She's saying Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton sent a spy to infiltrate Trump's campaign so they could get dirt on him and then chose not to use that dirt during the election.
The president's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, is now suggesting that the president should sit for an interview with Bob Mueller. Giuliani told the Washington Post, quote, I guess I'd rather do the interview if it gets it over with.
Before we get started,
let me just say this.
There was no collusion with Russia other than
my son, Don,
who was
promised information on Hillary Clinton. And he was told
where it came from Russia. And he said,
I love it.
And then he set up a meeting. A great boy.
You also had people that were
part of my campaign talking to Russia
and bragging about it. And don't forget
the tape, my tape,
the one with the
PP.
Think of it.
That's why I love Putin.
From the all-powerful Tecumseh.
The New York Yankees vision I know Yankee fans.
Okay.
They boo you when they love you.
Thank you. That's very nice. Nobel.
Thanks this week to the
Rolling Stones, the Informant movie trailer, a golden earring,
and thanks to
Sarah Sanders, Dickerson,
Jimmy
Kimmel, Stephen Colbert,
the devil,
Stephanie Ruler, Trevor Noah, Anderson Kupel, Bolton, Seth Myers, Nicole Wallace, Regina
George,
Chuck Todd, Trey Gowdy, Nora, Rudy Giuliani, Maria Bartiromo.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.